All right, we're continuing along here in Missouri. We got some Class 3 district finals coming up here this week, including Maryville taking on Richmond here on Friday. Talking now with here with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. And coach, of course, another big matchup coming up for you guys here on Friday, looking to continue your postseason run here. You opened it up last week, though, with a nice 55-33 win over Pembroke Hill. I guess first off, just kind of take us back to that last game, and what were some of the things you liked from you guys there in that win?
Yeah, I liked the way we finished the game. You know, obviously, it's a do or die time in the playoffs. So, the way we were able to finish the game, obviously, with a convincing victory. I thought it was a great night. We had a really good night rushing the football, rushed for over 400 yards on offense. We're able to move the ball consistently throughout the night. Offensively, I thought was really good. And then, I thought we did a really good job of making defensive adjustments throughout the game with what Pembroke Hill was doing, throwing the football. I thought we did some good things coverage-wise as the game progressed. So very happy with our win and excited for the next week.
So kind of talk about that rushing attack. Obviously, you mentioned that over 400 yards last week. What's really kind of helped you guys obviously churn out yards like that this season when it comes to that run? When it comes to that rushing attack?
Well, I think it's just a combination of throughout the season, you know, we've experienced some injuries like every high school team does, and to have some guys kind of step up and fill those roles has been big, and then that's caused us to develop some depth, some really quality depth, which I think is always important this time of year is having guys that when they get in the game, they know what they're doing, they've had experience, and that they can, you know, know our fits and know our scheme. It all starts with our offensive line. Those guys have really gelled and come together and are playing the best that we've played so far this year, which we'll need it come playoff wins and playoff matchups. And then, you know, some really good talented backs. You know, we've got Sather View, who's having an excellent year, Ben Jaster, Brody Shepard, Carson Hageman, Kane Bowles. I mean, we kind of do running back by committee. With our wing T style of offense, and all those guys have made huge contributions.
Certainly, you know, and how does, the schedule you guys have played this year, a few of the teams you guys have played, you know, obviously Blair Oaks early in the season, Lutheran North, Savannah also a little later in the season, you know, playing some quality teams like that, how does that kind of prepare you guys, obviously, to go about trying to continue this this postseason run here?
Well, I think it, certainly challenges you each weekend and each week to make sure that you're up to your highest level of preparation and you have to play your best to beat good opponents. So I think that mentally kind of prepares us for the playoffs and knowing that we've got a really good Richmond team coming in, and you can kind of comparatively look back on your schedule and say, look, you know, they have some talented receivers just like Luther North had. You know, how did we prepare for a Lincoln College Prep really talented receiver core, and then you can look and see, you know, they have a really good running back, and they run the ball really. Richmond has a really good running back, and they run the ball well. So you can comparatively look back at games and be like, okay, this young man is just similar to this style of back or whatever it is. So I think it gives you a good way to compare back, from a talent level, and then I think it also helps us. Obviously, keep our motivation at a high level throughout the season. So I think I like our schedule and how we have it set up.
Sure. And of course, you talked about it a little bit there, but of course, you got the Richmond Spartans coming to town here on Friday for this district final. I guess kind of talk a little bit what you guys have kind of seen from them on the film this year, what you guys are kind of expecting to see there on the field here on Friday from them.
Well, see, I see the Richmond team that has the exact same record as us. They're the two seed. Our district didn't really have any, upsets in it. So it's kind of panned out the way the tournament bracket was set up. So you got a 1 and a 2 seed for district championship. They're a really good football team. They have really, really good skill positions. I think they pose a lot of threats offensively just because they're so multiple in what they do offensively. I mean, they get you in a lot of different formations and then really utilize their skill positions. They've got a very talented wide receiver, a really talented tailback, and a really good quarterback. And when you have that combination of all three athletes at those positions that can really score a lot of points and hurt you offensively. So they're really good on offense at their skill positions. Defensively, I think they play extremely hard. You watch them play, and they play a style of defense that I think is impressive to watch because of the effort that they play with on defense, and they tackle really well in the open field. And a lot of their guys play both ways just like we do. So we're just looking to win a district championship, hopefully win by one in advance.
Certainly. What would you say are going to be some of the keys for you guys to coming into this ball game to be able to walk away with a win and, of course, a district championship on Friday?
Well, offensively, we're going to need to move the ball consistently, matriculate ourselves down the field, and execute. I think that's when we've played our best this year. That's what we've done well, is played assignment football and really just kind of executed at a high level. Whether that's run the ball or throw the ball, you know, we need to execute on offense. Defensively, we've got to find a way to limit the big play, you know, not give them, you know, big chunk plays and get ourselves behind the sticks on defense. We've got to do a good job on first and second down so that maybe we can dictate a little bit what we can do on third down and get off the field.
Certainly, again, talking here with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. Coach, hey, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it, and best of luck, of course, coming up here on Friday.
Thank you. Have a great week.